You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A fire alarm leading to a ground stop and a lot of frustrated passengers at Dallas Love Field.
And that meant everyone had to evacuate the building and wait until the all clear was given. To say some travelers were upset was an understatement. This woman was taking a video of all the commotion.
They initially told us to come back in, and then they said don't come back in. So we had to go back out again, and then we came back in. We saw two fire trucks come into the terminal, this area, and then parked out front.
In the meantime, all travelers are having to be rescreened, but because a ground stop was called, no flights were canceled. And they're just trying to get all those flights off in a timely manner. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Now getting word from Dallas Fire Rescue, the alarm was triggered by some sort of malfunction with an HVAC unit. Crews checked it out and say there was no smoke and no fire. All of that leading to this, but the good news is we've kind of stalled out at the number of delays, only at 88 right now, staying just under 90, and travel through the security is back to relatively normal, only 12 minutes.
Be aware, I-30 through downtown Dallas is closing in both directions from Friday night through Monday morning.
This will be a big headache for drivers this weekend. It's I-30 in the canyon here in downtown Dallas. This three-mile stretch of highway between I-35 and I-45 will be closed in both directions for construction. TxDOT's Kenna Mitchell says that's not all. There are also street closures over Interstate 30.
Last night, we closed all lanes of Cesar Chavez Boulevard, so we've got a detour there for that traffic. Tonight, we're going to be also doing some closures on Acard and Cadiz Street.
Now, because of the I-30 closure this weekend, you will be detoured north of 30 across Woodall Rogers and back down. In Dallas, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Fort Worth police say a string of car fires appears to be tied to some online videos that threaten violence in North Texas. KRLD's Stephen Pickering has the latest.
The car fires started on Christmas Eve and continued for several days until police arrested 17-year-old Evan Banda. At the time, they had a hard time identifying a motive for the crimes. They now believe Banda was connected to an overseas extremist hate group. That group had posted threatening videos online, and one of them contained images of Crowley Middle School. Police believe Banda was responsible for those images. He's now facing new charges of terrorism, making a terroristic threat, and possession of child pornography. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Grand Prairie man busted in New York. He's accused of drunk driving and other crimes.
Saratoga Springs, New York police said officers were called Sunday about a possible intoxicated driver. When officers approached the vehicle, the driver, later identified as 47-year-old Jody Haar, drove away. After a brief pursuit, Haar was taken into custody and charged with DWI. Police later learned Haar was wanted on a Dallas County warrant and was considered a fugitive from justice. Haar remains jailed pending extradition to Texas at the Saratoga County Sheriff's Office. From the 24-Hour News Center, Jeff Burkett, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A North Texas lawmaker wants to try again at banning social media for kids under 16.
Republican Representative James Patterson of Frisco says banning social media for minors can protect them from child predators and sexually explicit content online.
Kids need to be protected. And their kids are special, and they need to be protected in different ways that adults need to be protected. And I think it's time that we put their mental health, their mental well-being, on the same platform as their physical health, as we've done with other laws in the state of Texas.
He says he tried to ban the apps for minors last year, but says the bill failed in the Senate because some lawmakers were concerned about free speech. Patterson says he's going to continue to advocate and talk about the social media ban for the next legislative session. From the 24-Hour News Center, Emily Capetillo, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The chairman of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, under fire from the White House. He says the Department of Justice has served the Fed with subpoenas and threatened it with criminal indictment over his testimony this summer about the Fed's building renovations, about $2.5 billion. The president seems to believe fraud could be involved. Most believe this investigation isn't going to go anywhere, though, including Fox News' Britt Hume, here doing his Wilford Brimley impersonation.
I doubt very seriously that Jerome Powell lied to Congress in any intentional way. He may have been mistaken in something that he said, but I think he's an honorable man and has tried to serve the country honorably. That doesn't mean he's always been right about interest rates, but think about it this way. Do you think this would be happening, and does anybody think this would be happening, this investigation, if Powell had acquiesced to the president and set interest rates where the president wants, which is, like what every president wants, lower? It's certainly possible. In the sweep of history, we'll look back and say, you know, this system with the Federal Reserve having so much control over interest rates was really not ideal. But would it be better if the politicians and the presidents had control of interest rates? And I think there are not many economists you'd find on any side of any aisle that would say that that's better.
Exactly.
Famed investor Rob Arnott tells Bloomberg that when you think about it, the Fed is kind of political in a way.
The Fed independence disappears reasonably quickly during any presidential term. And the result is Fed's always been political. The notion of Fed independence, I think, has always been overrated, almost a myth.
But in this administration, it's a little bit different than what we've seen in the past.
Trump has a way of challenging norms and breaking rules. It's kind of the meta analogy of move fast and break things.
Yeah. put that on.
I like how he said it. Trump has a way of moving, kind of like Meta.
Yeah, I'd put that on his headstone. He moved fast and broke things.
He does move fast.
All right, the question, we got a good one. Charlotte in Salina tells us that she would give up the automatic start on new cars and go back to an actual key. I think that's what she means.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
She said standard transmission, but
I'll never forget the first time my mom had never been in a push start car before. She rented one to pick me up at the airport in St. Louis. We were both meeting there, and when she picked me up, I noticed that the hood was flapping. Mm-hmm. she had no idea how to start the car, and actually had to get a guy to help her, and he had lifted the hood to see if there was something wrong with it, and couldn't and didn't click it all the way down. So I said, "What in the world is going on?"
You gotta lift up the hood to start the car.
Yeah, and then I knocked it down. I said, "Mom, all you got to do is hit the brake and punch this button."
Right.
Oh my Lord.
That's why it says start on it. Right.
Yes.
It's pretty simple. Speaking of modern conveniences that we may want to give up someday, it's time for the Jetsons to move over. Was after more than a decade of development, the world's first commercial flying car.
I saw this thing. It looks weird, but it got up.
It is now in production and it is being assembled right here in the U.S.
The Aleph Model A Ultralight is a road-legal vehicle and aircraft that will fly above the roadways. And get this, there's room for two inside. It will run for about 200 miles on the ground and just over 100 in the air. The innovative aircraft also has a cruising speed of 110 miles per hour while in flight. Although attainable for some, the flying car will set you back about $300K.
We started making a first car, one first car to be kind of like a test car to be delivered and see how people will use it in a real environment. There's a lot of regulations which you have to abide. You cannot just fly anywhere above New York, above San Francisco. That's not how it works. And our number one, actually number zero priority is safety. So we want to make sure that people operate it safely, exactly as it's intended. We do provide the training. It's actually pretty simple. It's literally in the air. It's simpler than driving a car. You still need a driver license. But it is very simple to operate.
Olive, but it sounds like Olive, but it's Olive, A-L-E-F. Now, there are some drawbacks to this car. It only has a 110-mile flight range, so you couldn't take it up to Colorado or even down to the coast. On the roads, it's limited to just 25 miles an hour.
Okay.
That'd be a bummer. And then there's the price. The stripped-down basic model of the flying car, it comes in at $300,000.
And you have to follow all the FAA
air.
You can't just get it up and just fly into downtown Dallas.
I would think that some training might be involved.
Yeah, all you need is a regular driver's license, though.
The one last night, what was that on? That was on ABC, ESPN.
ESPN. All I know, it's Monday Night Football. Troy Aikman
and Joe Buck. It's been a long time since the Steelers have suffered a beatdown at home like the one they suffered last night against the Texans.
Yeah.
In the final
game.
Well,
that defense, man.
We talked about that yesterday. That is a tough, number one defense in football, and they showed it last night. Now, the Steelers managed to keep it close into the fourth quarter, and then the wheels came flying off. Texans were up 10-6 when they pulled out the dagger on Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers, time runs out. Ball is out. It's picked up by the Texans and Sheldon Rankins, and he is in for a touchdown.
Man, they outscored the offense.
Yeah, that was one of two touchdowns by the defense. That scoop and score made it 17-6, and that was it. Texans went on to win it 30-6. Afterwards, Will Anderson Jr., first-team All-Pro defensive lineman, he got that sack on Aaron Rodgers. He says he knew it was coming.
I told Rank, because I said, Rank, I had a dream you had a scoop and score. But I don't – I mean, not a scoop and score. I had a dream you had a scoop. But I don't know what's going to happen after that. And the dream came true, so, man. But Sheldon's a guy that I'm so happy to have back here. He was a big vet for my rookie year. And to be able to be in the playoffs with him again, man, it's just spectacular.
Aaron Rodgers, the king of grumpiness, even when things are going well. He was extra grumpy after this one. He answered a question about Coach Mike Tomlin's future, saying that he's got a great relationship with him and he wants him to come back. And then he was asked that exact same question by a different reporter.
Well, I can understand sometimes. Same question over and over.
Especially after a loss, right? Yeah. And he'd had enough.
I've answered that a number of times. I've talked extensively about how I feel about Mike. And I just did in that f***ing answer. So. Thanks.
I'm
out.
Then he got up and left.
I had enough of this blank.
That. Real question, though, I think is, will Aaron Rodgers be back?
He might have to go to the darkness to figure it out.
And it is safe to say that wherever he is, Bum Phillips is very happy. Remember, he took the Houston Oilers.
Yeah, wasn't he supposed to kick
Pittsburgh
the door in?
To
kick
two,
the damn door
two
down?
Two straight AFC championships. In 1979 and 1980, lost them both and then returned to Houston and telling the fans there.
1 year ago, we knocked on the door. This year, we beat on the door.
Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh. What's coming next, Bum?
Next year, we're going to kick the son of a...
And it took 46 years, and it wasn't the Oilers that did it, but a team from Houston has finally gone up to Pittsburgh and won a playoff game.
All right.
Good for them. Divisional round, Saturday, early game. It's mid-afternoon, 3:30 kick. Buffalo at Denver. Broncos are a 1.5 point favorite. Then Saturday night, 49ers at Seattle. I'm excited about it. Seahawks are a 7.5 point favorite.
God, that much.
I know.
All right.
Sunday afternoon, you got the Texans up playing the Patriots. Patriots are a 3-point favorite. I might take those 3 points, take the Texans in that one.
where they played last night. Yeah. And then Sunday evening, the Rams at the Bears. And the Rams are the road team. They're a 3.5-point favorite.
What do you notice about all these things? I'm telling you, for the first time in a while, we're starting to see that old adage make its way back into the NFL playoffs. Defense wins championships. Yeah. Denver, excellent defense. Most sacks than anyone. Seattle, number one defense in football, well, scoring-wise. Texans, number one overall. And then even, you know, you're not seeing the quarterbacks. They're all young. No. They're all unproven, really.
And then they're all getting chased around.
The only one is Matt Stafford, who's kind of proven himself, and then Josh Allen.
There has been some praise and criticism, meanwhile, of a reporter's comments during the post-game news conference following Jacksonville's loss to Buffalo this weekend in the wild card round.
After the Jaguars lost to the Bills on Sunday, Lynn Jones Turpin of the Jacksonville Free Press attended the news conference of Coach Liam Cohen.
I just want to tell you congratulations on your success, young man.
Thank you.
Hold your head up, all right? You guys have had a most magnificent season.
It's lit up social media.
Your job is not to console. Your job is to observe, put into context, tell people why things happen, get information.
From Jamel Hill to Dan Patrick.
It's not what we should be doing, but it's not the end of the world.
Some sports journalists and ex-players like Pat McAfee have defended her. ESPN's Adam Schefter called it an awesome exchange. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
All right, where do you come down on it?
So, you know, you and I have attended a lot of these post-game news conferences. And I have to say, if someone had said that during any one of them, you and I probably, we probably would have looked at each other
and go, that's a little odd.
A little unusual. But it's like Dan Patrick said, it's not the end of the world. I think a lot of it depends, are you a columnist? Because if you're a columnist, you're paid to render your opinion.
Or are you a
beat reporter?
And that's true. The one thing, and it does suck after a playoff loss. I know a lot of fans don't want to hear that praise. But the fact is, a lot of times I go to these press conferences, especially after losses, especially Cowboys losses, and it feels like the reporters themselves are angry at the coach. They're mad. And it's kind of refreshing to see someone say, you know what, this is your first year. You took this team that was terrible the year before, and you turned them around. I mean, good luck to you. Hold your head up high.
Give them a little praise.
I don't mind that. It's kind of refreshing.
It's different, and it's not different in a completely bad way either. I'm kind of old school when it comes to journalism. You want to be impartial.
And but we know in this day and age, it's hard
to get that right.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? snag an electric fireplace, and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.